Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 8th. The legislative session may be over, but there are still political battles happening inside the state capitol. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The battle is over the post-session spin. At an end-of-session celebration, Democratic House Speaker Casey Becker touted the passage of new oil and gas regulations and a plan to address climate change.
Despite unprecedented obstructionism from the other side of the aisle, we were able to deliver results for hardworking families in every corner of the state.
But Republicans are suggesting Democrats overreached. Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert says some residents are offended by some of the bills Democrats passed, including the oil and gas measure.
Changing the lives for the better? I certainly don't feel that way. And I think most Republicans don't feel that way. So the question is, how do the unaffiliated voters, how do moderate voters in Colorado view the Democrat agenda?
And they can ponder that question until the next legislative session begins on January 8th. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Initiative 301, which asks voters in the city of Denver to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms, was heading toward defeat as vote counting continued into the early hours this morning. According to the Denver Post, 301, which would make Denver the first city in the nation to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms, was losing 51.7% to 48.3% as of 1 a.m. Even if the ballot measure passes, it will remain illegal to buy, sell, or possess psilocybin mushrooms. Possession of psychedelics is a felony and can carry a punishment of up to a year in prison and a fine. However, if it passes, the initiative will decriminalize mushrooms in Denver by allowing police to make enforcement of laws against mushroom possession their lowest priority. Also, if approved, Denver will create a panel to oversee the effects of the new ordinance. The effects of psilocybin depend on various factors, such as age, type, and dosage of mushroom, but include heightened sensory experiences, hallucinations, and altered perceptions of space and time. Backers of the measure say decriminalizing the drug will reduce arrests of nonviolent criminals and therefore save taxpayers money. While supporters say mushrooms can reduce stress and opioid use, some researchers say individuals should not use them if they are at risk for serious mental disorders. Opponents say decriminalizing psychedelic mushrooms will increase drug use in a city where recreational and medical marijuana is already legal.
A statewide survey of Colorado's snowpack shows layers of brown dust hidden underneath. Luke Runyon has more on why that's a problem.
Dust is darker than snow, and just like when you wear a black t-shirt on a sunny day, it absorbs more sunlight.
It's like putting a magnifying glass on the snowpack.
Jeff Derry runs the Colorado Dust on Snow program in Silverton. Each year, he digs snow pits throughout the state to check on the layers of dust. This winter, he found two distinct stripes close to the surface. Once those layers are exposed, they have the potential to speed up snowmelt by a couple weeks.
The snowpack is our natural reservoir, and being a reservoir, we want to see water released in a controlled manner.
Derry says the severity of dust storms in Colorado has increased since the late 90s. I'm Luke Runyon.
In more news from the Denver Post, a federal judge has lifted an injunction on Southwest Colorado uranium mining after a review found it did not have harmful effects on certain fish. A U.S. Department of Energy mining program was blocked in 2011 to conduct additional environmental review on the impacts of four endangered fish species in the Colorado River. The ban was lifted in March on 31 uranium mines located in 39 square miles in the Paradox Valley area. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service concluded that there was no likelihood uranium mining would jeopardize the fish habitat. Crews from the Colorado Department of Transportation continued rockfall mitigation efforts in the Debeck Canyon yesterday as a big portion of eastbound I-70 remained closed. according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Some 20 or more explosive charges were detonated Tuesday in the cliffside next to I-70. The explosions blew a 50 to 70 ton rock into pieces that fell onto the road in a shower of dust. The work was done to mitigate the damage from a rock slide on Sunday, when something like 75 tons of rock fell from the cliff near mile marker 49. Two vehicles were damaged, and two drivers suffered minor injuries in the rock slide, which forced the closure of eastbound I-70 into Beck Canyon. CDOT officials hoped to get the eastbound lanes reopened later Tuesday night. A detour was being used that sent drivers to the turnoff at Powderhorn and then to the cutoff road to DeBeck. The mitigation work began with bringing a 300-ton crane that allowed workers in a basket to survey the cliffside by air. Western Slope Rockfall Mitigation Contractor Rock Solid Solutions did the mitigation work, which ranged from using pry bars and inflatable airbags to dislodge boulders in a process called scaling, to drilling holes and placing the charges that were set off on Tuesday. CDOT briefly halted westbound traffic far across the river when the time to detonate the charges came. Media and other observers on the eastbound lanes were ushered perhaps a quarter mile or more away from the site. Perhaps due to all this year's moisture, it's been an active rock slide season so far in western Colorado. Rockfall closed westbound I-70 in Glenwood Canyon for much of the day on February 5th. Other rock slide activity this year has been seen in places including Colorado Highway 82, south of Glenwood Springs, on Colorado Highway 133, running between Paonia and Carbondale, in the Vail area, and in Front Range locations. CDOT has a $9 million budget for its Rockfall program. CDOT has also been undertaking initiatives, including using imagery obtained by drones to assess rockfall areas over time for instability, such as by noting where rock has gone missing on a cliff or has accumulated at its base. The mitigation work may cost about $50,000 to $60,000. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, May 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.